The Run Home with Ox and Marco.
Things are going really well. You know, it's been an awesome process leading into the game, the last game, and now going to this one, two training sessions. And I'm looking to be fully involved in those and, you know, ready for selection.
Are you fit to start, do you feel, at this point in time?
You know, that's not really my say, but, you know, I feel great. You know, if I had to play in Honduras, I definitely would have, you know, made a contribution. And I think that's what it's all about, putting your body on the line and sacrificing, you know, these two games for such a big occasion.
There's the distinctive voice of Daniel Garber, centre stage this week. I tell you what, from Fox Sports, thanks to Timbermate Group, from a crack in your deck to your floor or even your walls, you'll find the right filling application for at the Timbermate Group. G'day, Daniel.
Hello, boys. Yes, busy day, busy week, monumental occasion coming up. Great to be with you yet again.
No, Wednesday cannot come fast enough, Daniel. I reckon most of the country is right behind the Socceroos. You've been at training. How'd they go?
They look good. I mean, the major benefit is that every single member of the squad trained today and trained fully, which is, you know, close to a minor miracle. Might be a bit of an exaggeration, but when you consider the quick turnaround and the arduous game they played on Saturday morning on that heavy cow paddock of a pitch, to have every single player out there training fully, looking uninhibited, that is a major boost, and that included Tim Cahill, boys. He seemed to be moving pretty freely on that right ankle. I mean, look, it wasn't the most strenuous session the Socceroos have ever had. They didn't go into too much detail or get too arduous about things, but Tim Cahill didn't seem to be moving with any sort of issue whatsoever, and trained fully again and did everything with the group. So, you know, a couple of days out, that's a big boost. We'll have to see how he pulls up, but at the moment, going on what he had to say as well, as you heard in that press conference, he seems to be in a pretty good spot to potentially start if Ange Postecoglou calls on him on Wednesday night. Sorry about that helicopter, boys. There's some military chopper up above outside ANZ Stadium. But, the good news, Tim Cahill ready to go, it looks.
So would you start him, Garby? And what about Milligan versus Jedinak, who seemed to get through 90 minutes pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ange Postecoglou in a perfect world starts Tim Cahill. I think he would like to do so. He did against Syria, of course, and look at the impact Tim Cahill had with that double. But he'll just have to see how much of an issue that ankle is. I mean, like I said, he moved freely today, but they didn't do, you know, the most strenuous of work, the Socceroos. So we'll wait and see just how he pulls up. You know, there's a chance he'll start on the bench because of any concerns of him getting through the 90 minutes and maybe more. But if he is 100%, it wouldn't surprise at all if Ange Postecoglou uses him from the start to try and get off to the perfect start with an early goal and really get the crowd going. So it wouldn't surprise me at all, but just wait and see how he pulls up. Milligan Jedinak is interesting, but, you know, you can also play Mark Milligan as a centre-back if you want to try and accommodate both the Socceroos skipper in Jedinak and Mark Milligan. But there is a fair chance that, considering Mille Jedinak has only played 95 minutes of club football all season, backing up after Saturday morning, conditioning-wise, might be a tough ask for the Socceroos skipper, and Mark Milligan could play in the centre of midfield for Australia. We'll wait and see, but that's the luxury of Milligan. You can play him either at the back and in midfield if you want to bring Akib Jedinak in the side. So that's a tough one, but my guess would be Jedinak misses out and Milligan starts in midfield just to ensure there's no issue with his legs after Saturday morning.
Garby, were you surprised with the lack of methodology from the Honduras Honduras and the lack of creativity that they possessed on the other night?
I thought they put in a performance that was slightly underwhelming and a huge boost for the Socceroos in that sense. I think we managed to just control the game and it was on our terms. And as a result, I think the crowd got quiet, which was a huge surprise because it was a boisterous wall of sound to begin proceedings. And then without a goal, they quietened down because I think they couldn't get to grips with the game and the battle in midfield, where Australia picked it up and slowed it down wherever they pleased and managed to open up the Honduran defence at will too. I'll tell you what though, boys, I actually think the pitch here will suit Honduras more than that pitch in their own backyard because, I mean, it was so slow that after the first 20 minutes when they did get in behind the Socceroos defence on a few occasions, I reckon the Australians worked out that the pitch was so slow that But even with the ball over the top, they were able to adjust, able to get into shape and deal with whatever came their way. It's far quicker, the surface here at ANZ, and they do have some dangers coming back into the team. Their main striker, Eddie Hernandez, comes back. They've got a winger in Ellis, who's very good. Maynor Figueroa, their skipper, who many Premier League fans will remember from his time with Wigan Athletic. He's getting a bit long in the tooth now, but he's still their skipper. And still someone who knows how to deal with pressurised situations. He comes back in as well. And I think on the surface, with some of the pacey players in their team, Australia will have to be very wary of that. I think it might suit them a bit. And of course, the away goal factor is enormous, boys. Honduras scores one, Australia has to score two.
Mike Sheen, of course, talked about the game being rubbish, but Simon Hill wrote a piece which a lot of soccer people applauded on Friday about, you know, the cultural cringe and people being obsessed with the crime rate in Honduras and how we don't get behind Australian soccer. You're at the coalface. What's your thoughts about how it is covered by the Australian media and, you know, whether we do get behind it or whether there is some sort of cross-code, I don't know, fighting?
To be honest, I reckon the majority of the nation gets behind the national team enormously. You know, there's a few voices out there, and some of them are in powerful positions, and some of them like to have a go at soccer, maybe to see the reaction, just because they're bored and want to see who's going to bite. Some of them maybe do have something against the game. To be honest, I think it's just ignorance if that's the case. The majority of the public and people out there, you know, are mature enough to be lovers of multiple codes and multiple sports and don't care about all that those issues, which, to be honest, are dark ages stuff. I mean, surely we've grown up enough as a nation. And I think the support for the Socceroos is absolutely enormous. I mean, the figures, the TV ratings for the game on Saturday morning were monumental. The game against Syria, the second leg, had over 1 million viewers across Channel 9 and Fox Sports. Channel 9's moved it to its main channel on Wednesday night. It's going to be astronomical yet again. I mean, I've been to the last couple of World Cups. Socceroos are third or fourth in the world, I think, when it comes to travelling supporters. You're talking about major football nations, and we outnumber them enormously on that big stage. So I think the majority of people support the team hugely in this nation, and that's wonderful to see. I heard Mike's comments this morning. To be honest, Mike Sheen talking about football is akin to me talking about Romanian politics, boys. I mean, I just don't think it's as much of a legend as he is. I don't think he understands just the situation and the magnitude of the occasion that was taking place on Saturday morning. And we should treat them accordingly for mine, because the Socceroos did ever so well in a very tough environment, and hopefully they'll back it up here on Wednesday night.
They will.
The tide's turning, Daniel. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. The Socceroos will be the biggest ticket in town come Wednesday night, and we cannot wait. The name game's coming up next, 9:49, 11:16 to get on. This is the run home for Get Wines Direct. Online wines made easy and the best deals every day. And the ready-to-race greyhound sales. Buy a greyhound at the Bendigo Greyhound Racing Association this Saturday. Visit readytorace.grv.org.au.
The Run Home with Ox and Marco. 3-7 weekdays on 11:16 SEN. Melbourne's home of footy.